Hello.
Hi, today we are conducting a survey to help us better understand what is most important to people across a variety of topics. Your participation is voluntary but important to the success of this research, so all your answers are confidential and will be combined with the answers from everyone who completes the survey. Okay, so when thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Okay. And when thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say that each of these issues is to you? Using a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means it's not an important issue to you and 10 means it's a very important issue to you. So inflation and the cost of living?
10.
Okay. Democracy?
10.
All right. Criminal justice reform?
I'd say 9.
Okay. Crime and violence?
10.
All right. Healthcare?
10.
Jobs and wages?
10.
Climate change?
9.
Racism and discrimination?
10.
Reproductive freedom?
10.
Student loan debt?
10.
K-12 education?
I don't have kids, so I'm going to say that's going to be an 8.
Okay. Abortion rights?
I would say that's a 9.
Okay. Voting rights?
10.
Immigration?
9.
All right. Okay, so as you may know, there will be an election for President, U.S. Congress, state and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off and sometimes something comes up, you know, that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 is not at all likely and 10 is extremely, extremely likely?
I'm going to say 9.
Okay. And what is your race?
My race?
Uh-huh.
African-American.
Okay. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm registered.
All right. And do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
Female.
All right. And what is your year of birth?
1978.
Okay. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you received?
Bachelor's degree.
Okay. And no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? On a scale
how
of 0 to 10.
Mm-hmm. 10 being more power and 0 being none.
No power.
I would say kind of middle ground. I'm sorry, what? Repeat the question one more time.
No problem. So no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel like your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you?
Oh, okay. I'd say probably about a 6.
Okay. All right. Appreciate your time on this. So how much power do you feel that the Black community has to make changes on issues that matter most to your community? Again, 0, no power at all, and 10, a lot of power.
I'm going to go 7.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for your time. We are on 30% complete. Please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale.
I'm sorry. How much complete are we?
We are on 30. But don't worry. It sounds like we, you know, right at the beginning, but some of these answers would jump from 30 to 50% in no time. So I appreciate your time. I know you're probably busy, but your opinion matters to us. Okay.
All right. So what was the next question?
Yeah, please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means, you know, that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 5 means that you do not feel either warm or cold. And if you have no opinion or never heard of the person, you can indicate that as well. So the Republican Party, 0 would be very cold and unfavorable, 5 would be neutral, 10 would be very warm and favorable, and then it's also the option of you never heard of.
I would say a 3.
Okay. Kamala Harris?
I would say probably about an 8.
Okay. The Democratic
Party? Actually, no. Make that a 9. Make that a 9.
Okay. All right. The Democratic Party?
That can be an 8.
Okay. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.? J.R.?
I'm just thinking.
No problem.
9.
Okay. Donald Trump?
That's a 1.
Okay. Joe Biden?
A 9.
Okay. All right. So I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, Jill Stein, or are you undecided or you do not plan to vote?
I'm a little undecided still.
Okay. All right, so if you had to choose, for whom would you vote? Oh, sorry, you mentioned undecided.
Okay, yeah, so, undecided.
All right, I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for the U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
I would have to go with the Democratic candidate.
Okay. All right, so we have reached the 50% mark. So from here onwards, it will go super quick. So for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I voted, you said 2020?
Yeah.
I voted for Biden in 2020, I believe.
Okay. All right. So thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse? Worse, it stayed the same, better, or much better?
I would say much worse.
Okay. So thinking about your network of friends and associates, would you say that everyone votes, most of them vote, it's about half and half, or most of them don't vote, or none of them vote?
Most of them vote.
Okay. All right, so below is a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. So after each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country. Again, 0 is certainly did not prevent progress, 5 is not sure, and 10 is certainly prevented progress. So Republicans in the Georgia General Assembly,
I'm not sure because I just moved to Georgia, so I can't answer that.
Okay, so you would go with not sure?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, President Biden? Take your time. You can think about it.
I'm sorry, and you said it was a 0 to 10 question, right?
Yeah, so again, 0 means certainly did not prevent progress, 5 would be not sure, and 10 would be certainly prevented progress.
I would say did not prevent probably a 2.
Okay. All right, Donald Trump?
Um, I would say a 9.
Okay. Governor Kemp?
I'm not sure.
Okay. All right. White supremacist?
A 10.
Okay. Let me just stick that in. Supreme Court?
A 9.
Okay. Republicans in the U.S. Congress?
9.
Okay. Alrighty. Okay. We are 75% complete. I honestly appreciate your time. So below is a list of policies and statements that have obstructed progress in Black communities. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that addressing or overcoming these obstacles would motivate you or people in your network to vote, using, again, a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 would be would not motivate you to vote at all, 5 would be not sure, and 10 would strongly motivate you. Okay, so the 2022 Pregnant Workers Fairness Act protects pregnant workers. Attorney General Chris Carr sued to block it in Georgia, hindering accommodations for pregnant new mothers and recovering mothers or workers. Sorry.
So you're saying it would this motivate Black people to vote?
Would you like me to read it again? You're more than welcome,
yes,
you know, to ask me. Yeah, if you would like me to. Okay. The 2022 Pregnant Workers Fairness Act protects pregnant workers. So Attorney General Chris Carr sued to block it in Georgia, hindering accommodations for pregnant, new mothers, and recovering workers. So would that motivate you to vote, or would it not motivate you to vote at all, or are you not sure?
I would say if we're going in order number, you said 10 would be most likely to motivate you?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'd say probably, I would say probably like an 8.
Okay. All right, so the 2019 Foster Youth to Independence Program offers 3 to 5 years of housing aid for those aging out of foster care. So Georgia can request 500 vouchers, but has only requested 8. So more action is needed as Black youth, 18 to 24, are disproportionately affected by homelessness.
That would be, for me at least, that would probably be a 9.
Okay. All right, so 14 years after the Affordable Care Act of 2010 provided 90% funding for states to expand Medicaid, nearly 500,000 low-income adults in Georgia remain uninsured. So Governor Brian Kemp's decision to not expand Medicaid means that 120,000 Black individuals in Georgia still lack access to health coverage. Sorry.
That, for me, would be a 10.
Okay. All right. So we've made strides towards building Black power together. While there is still significant work ahead, it's crucial to recognize and challenge the forces obstructing our advancement. By standing united and maintaining patience with each other, we can effectively confront these obstacles and continue our journey towards future progress.
I don't really understand that question.
Can you repeat it? Yeah, no problem. So we've made strides towards building Black power together. While there is still significant work ahead, it is crucial to recognize and challenge the forces obstructing our advancement by standing united and maintaining patience with each other so we can effectively confront these obstacles and continue our journey towards future progress.
So I can answer that in terms of a 0 to a 10?
Uh-huh.
I would say a 10 to that question.
Okay. We're down to the last question with all these paragraphs. So the 2021 Infrastructure and Jobs Act supports the Affordable Connectivity Program. saving low-income and rural families up to $30 per month on internet bills. Over 720,000 Georgia households benefit, saving $21.8 million monthly.
That's probably like a 9 to me.
Okay. All right. Okay, we are 82%. I appreciate your time. I know you're probably thinking, when are we done? But we're almost done. So thank you again for your responses. I'm now going to ask you some of the questions again. Some people change their minds, and it's perfectly okay. So please answer based on how you feel right now. Okay? So no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you believe that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? Again, 0, no power at all. 10, a lot of power.
I still remain about, I think I said 6 or 7. I don't remember if I said 6 or 7, but I would say probably a 7.
Okay. All right. And how much power do you feel that the Black community has to make changes on issues that matters most to your community? Again, on a scale of 0.
Let's go with a 7 on that as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November elections? 0 to 10.
9.
And we are 87%. Thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
I remain the same on that for sure, and that's much worse.
Okay. Do you consider yourself 1, heterosexual or straight, 2, lesbian or gay, 3, bisexual, or 4, something else?
3.
Okay. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, or widowed?
Separated.
Or divorced. Separated.
Okay. Separated, yeah.
All right. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
All right. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
All right, and we are 93% complete. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
I would say Democrat.
Okay. All right, and do you consider yourself a strong or not so strong Democrat?
Strong.
All right. 96%. And how would you describe your employment status? Would it be full-time, part-time, unemployed, retired, permanent disabled, student?
Temporarily unemployed.
Okay. All right, I'll choose other. Temporary unemployed. Sorry, I'm just typing that one out. Okay. And 98%. So last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine. So we have...
Last year, before taxes, probably about like maybe 80,000 if we're considering family.
Okay. All right. All right, and we have reached the end of the survey. I honestly appreciate your time so much. Thank you. I hope you have a lovely day.
You're welcome. No problem. Take care. You too. Thank you.